The National Disabilities Act is aimed at increasing access and enabling greater inclusion for all. Executive Director of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, Christine Hendricks, speaks to this concept of inclusion as it relates to persons with disabilities. She was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
Persons with disabilities have a right to be included in society.
And that doesn't mean that they are there.
Right. It does not just mean that you exist in a space.
Yes.
It means that you are there, whatever facilitation that needs to be made on your behalf, whatever accommodations reasonably that needs to be made on your behalf, you need to be able to participate as fully as you can in all aspects of society.
Let me ask you, is that practical? Is a person, for example, with an intellectual disability, how does that person participate in the same class with people with high IQs? Deal with that practically for me.
I can understand what you're saying, but the exposure at the Syracuse University demonstrated to us that it is possible.
Okay.
Depending on the interest of the child, depending where it is that the child desires to go.
Uh-huh.
The inclusion happens where within the same university, within the same class,
uh-huh.
persons with varying disabilities are accommodated, including persons with intellectual disabilities.
Uh-huh.
How is it that a person with an intellectual disability is allowed in and participates?
Yes.
They might not be able to complete the course with a degree per se, but they are allowed to audit special courses if they so desire to audit those courses.
Mm-hmm.
So they will get the information because they might not be able to process it to give you back in the way that you would want it on an exam paper.
Yes.
But their methodology of assessment and so on is different. It's technologically guided. So the person with the intellectual disability gets the same material in a way and in a format that they can understand.
And no, technology facilitates that.
Technology facilitates
really
various kinds of disabilities.
Yeah.
It facilitates persons who are blind. It facilitates persons who are deaf. So both can be in the same classroom, both deaf and blind, with real time.
With cerebral palsy.
Yes, persons with cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
Because you now have real time typing with computers and tablets and so many different things that we have at our disposal that we sometimes don't even recognize. You know, so it does make, well, technology is making life more inclusive or can make life more inclusive for persons with disabilities. Actually, though, there are currently some persons with different kinds of disabilities in classes in Jamaica.
Yeah.
We have Priory, for example, who at the primary level, they have included persons with severe cerebral palsy.
Okay.
And we have included persons with severe cerebral palsy in high school as well, because persons with cerebral palsy, nothing is wrong with their brain, so they can learn. It is the physical manifestation that poses the challenge for them. But if it is that they have the technology, the various tools that they need, even if they're nonverbal, they can still participate.
How does the new Disability Act passed in the House of Representatives strengthen the powers, changes, the responsibilities of the council?
The Disabilities Act will shift the functions of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities dramatically.
Okay.
It gives it, or it will give it, enforcement powers to ensure that the act is implemented, to ensure that, for instance, persons do not park in spots that are labeled as parking spots for persons with disability. You can be ticketed. The act strengthens the JCPD to do that. The JCPD will have attached to it or will facilitate a disabilities rights tribunal. So when the complaints of discrimination about the person with disabilities come to the council, it's investigated and the council will then prepare that complaint for the tribunal. So it's not that the complaints of discrimination will go into the general court system.
There
will be a special tribunal for that. So the council does not have that currently. That's a major change.
Executive Director of the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, Christine Hendricks, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.